money back.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Well, it's about that time. Time for me to say hello and welcome into another hour of Auto World. Thank you so much for being here. We've got an exciting hour lined up for you because one of my favorite automotive journalists in all the world is standing by. And we're going to be talking lots of exciting information from the folks at Consumer Reports magazine, where our very special guest is a senior automotive editor. We're going to be talking about some of the summer buying trends. We're going to be talking about fuel economy. That's on everybody's mind. And we're also going to be talking about some test findings that Consumer Reports did recently on the updated Chrysler line. I'd be very interested to get the report on that. Our telephone number, toll-free from around North America, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Email boblongradio@yahoo.com, boblongradio@yahoo.com. We had a winner that I didn't give in the last hour about the General Motors division that introduced the automatic transmission. The winner is a gentleman by the name of Sam. And Sam is in Arizona, and it was the Oldsmobile. Congratulations, Sam. We'll perhaps throw another trivia question into the mix in this hour, but first let's welcome from Consumer Reports Magazine, Senior Automotive Editor Jeff Bartlett. Jeff, how you doing?
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me on. Doing great.
Excellent. And this is a really cool story that you sent my way. You guys had an opportunity to take a look at some of the updated vehicles from Chrysler. This has been a really interesting time with Chrysler. After, you know, kind of sitting on their hands for a year or so, they've made some significant changes for 2011 and 2012. And I'd be really curious to get the reports from you. Tell us a little bit about you. You tested 8 different vehicles?
That's right. Now, we all knew that the engineers at Chrysler were hard at work while the company was struggling to emerge from bankruptcy and learn to work with its new corporate partner, with Fiat. But no one really could have expected how much could be accomplished in such a short time. Chrysler certainly has been announcing it in recent months as they've been rolling out updated models. And we've had a chance to purchase 8 that we've completed testing on. We've actually bought a couple others that we're still testing. So we're able to really get full measure of how good these improvements are. And the results are very mixed.
Interesting. Well, let's begin on the positive side of the fence. The Dodge Durango, which is significantly updated, and the Charger, which gets a significant midlife cycle update with a very cool interior. I understand that you have taken a look at both of these vehicles in both V6 and V8 form.
That's right. Both of these vehicles do make real improvements over the models they replace. The Durango in particular really stands out. The transition from being a body-on-frame traditional SUV to a unibodied vehicle to better compete with the crossovers that are starting to really dominate the market really showed improvements. And Dodge was able to maintain much of the toughness, the large stature, while making the vehicle more refined and more pleasant to live with. This is one that's definitely significantly improved.
Well, that's good news. And certainly when you look at the Charger, this is another vehicle. I mean, the first Charger, they now admit, you know, was named after the fact, the car was in fact designed. This new freshened Charger has a lot more of the styling cues of the Charger. It's still, of course, a four-door vehicle, unlike the original Charger, which was a two-door vehicle. But it's now got some scalloping on the sides and some scalloping on the hood. And I haven't had a chance to be behind the wheel of a new Charger yet, but I'm impressed with, you know, the tweaks, the new Pentastar V6 power plant, as well as I know they don't like to call them the Hemi so much anymore, except in their ultra-high-performance vehicles, but the 5.7-liter Hemi has more power, and that interior is the thing that really surprised me with the Charger.
Well, interiors have been an area that Chrysler's designers have really been paying special attention to, and you really see the improvements across the board. It is somewhat funny, you know, as an automotive journalist to look back at the previous generation and think, now what were they telling us about that one? And boy, at the time they introduced the Charger, and I know you and I were on a number of events and have driven a bunch of them, boy, they really talked that one up. So it, you know, always seems a little funny when they look back and go, oh, well, we didn't quite get that one right. But this one, you know, we'll tell the same story again in 4 or 5 years, I'm sure. But, yeah, the new car is definitely improved. The exterior is more visually dramatic, and that really hints at some of the performance both under the hood and at the corners. The suspension is significantly improved. It feels more refined. It holds the road well. It's encouraging and entertaining. And the new Pentastar, like you said, is a big improvement over the 3.5 that it replaces. And that's one of the best changes really across the board. Everywhere the Pentastar is, you're seeing a lot more power, usually improved fuel economy, and that's making a big difference in a variety of vehicles.
Good fuel economy, good performance, too. I mean, the numbers are not that far off from V8s that we used to see not that long ago.
Well, fuel economy is a little bit mixed depending on the application. In the Charger, we got 21 miles per gallon overall with the V6, which certainly if you want a large sedan, you can get much better fuel economy.
Yeah.
If you look at something like a Nissan Altima or a Honda Accord. But, of course, those aren't rear drive. They're not quite as much fun. They don't have that, you know, American heritage and so forth to it. But it does come with a little bit of a compromise. Interestingly, with the bigger engine, the Hemi V8, we're actually seeing the same fuel economy. You know, sometimes a big engine that doesn't work hard at all kind of balances out with a smaller one that does work a little bit harder.
Interesting. I know it's been rumored for a while, and I wonder if for 2012 we're finally going to see the introduction of the 8-speed automatic transmission. And I think that combined with the, they used to call it MDS, now what do they call it, the cylinder deactivation feature on the Hemi V8, which flips it from 8 to 4 cylinders, I think combining the 8-speed automatic up from the 5-speed, I think is going to really make a difference there.
Well, I'm cautiously optimistic on that. You know, certainly enticed by the technology, but there's always the risk that as you add gears, the transmission can get busy, especially as it's trying to juggle fuel economy on one side and performance on the other. So I think ultimately the proof will be in the testing, but certainly exciting to see the technology coming down the road.
Let's talk minivans. Chrysler, of course, was the company that introduced the minivan to the American marketplace here in the 1980s, and they've done a refresh in Town and Country and Dodge Grand Caravan. And interesting, the marketing on the Caravan is, as they're doing some interesting advertising on the Dodge side, kind of making it the man van, so to speak.
Good luck with that, right?
Exactly. Tell us a little bit about what Consumer Reports found with with these two variants.
Well, the Chrysler Town and Country is what we focused on in our latest roundup. And while we did find that it is improved, the ride is a little bit better. It's a little quieter in the cabin. The engine, the Pentastar, is stronger. It also comes up a little short compared to its ever-improving competitors. You know, speaking of transmissions, we found that this transmission didn't quite have the refinement that is now state-of-the-art in the minivan class. So improvements in some areas, not entirely there in others. In the end, there are definitely better vehicles in this class. Chrysler certainly invented the minivan, but they're struggling to maintain leadership in terms of vehicle engineering and quality.
When we come back on the other side, we're only in first gear with Jeff Bartlett, so get ready for many more gears straight ahead. Don't go away. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Today on The Long Drive, the Cadillac Coupe everybody's talking about. Presented by Haggerty.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
This is the Duke of Springfield calling to insure my large collection of vintage cars.
Well, Your Highness, Haggerty can save you up to 40% on yearly premiums and give you the finest policy.
Ah, the royal treatment.
Actually, we do this for everyone, even regular guys with just one classic.
So, I don't need the fake accent?
You're not a real Duke?
Actually, Duke Kowalski of Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
Cadillac's all-new coupe is offered in both base and CTS-V form, packing both beauty and brawn. Clay Dean is design director for Cadillac.
What you're going to see is different wheels. You'll see a different hood. You'll see a different fascia and grille, different unique rear exhaust. A little bit of difference inside with the trim and the seats. 556 horsepower.
For thelongdrive.com, I'm Bob Long.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. You're listening to Auto World, and we're having lots of fun with Jeff Bartlett, who is a senior auto editor with Consumer Reports. Just did a look at Chrysler vehicles. Eight different Chrysler vehicles were evaluated by the folks at Consumer Reports, and Jeff and the team really did a great job at looking back at how far some of these vehicles have come improvement-wise, and also have looked at some vehicles that weren't quite so impressive in their performance. Before we get into the Chrysler 200, the Avenger, the Compass, and the Patriot, tell our listeners, Jeff, about your facility down in Connecticut. It's quite amazing. I haven't been there yet. I'm going to take up your offer one of these days and check it out. But I hear it's immense.
It's large. It's 327 acres. The facility is really a purpose-built proving grounds for evaluating test cars. In fact, we perform more than 50 tests on each car over a series of weeks. And, of course, each car, as you know, is one that we've purchased at a car dealership, just like consumers do. Once we buy them, put the break-in miles, we're able to use all of the aspects of the facility. From we've got a quarter-mile track that's it's just beautiful. It's over a half-mile long. We've got a ride and handling course that meanders through some beautiful woods. And we also have a section of more what you would think of as a road course for evaluating handling. And we even have parts like, you know, I know, Bob, you've experienced that at manufacturer proving grounds where we've got undulations and different road surfaces that replicate the types of pavement that people would find in different parts of the country. And we also have a really large skid pad area so that we can do a 200-foot skid pad. And, of course, that goes around a giant rating symbol, so it's kind of neat looking.
Excellent.
So we've got a variety of basic asphalt test track facilities. And we also have some extra elements where we're able to test light headlights in a specific headlight building. We've got a configuration for doing split-mu testing with tires. We've got a massive tire test program, so we're able to adjust water depth for evaluating wet and dry handling, both for test cars as well as for tires themselves.
Let's talk about some of the vehicles that didn't impress yourself and the other members of the team at Consumer Reports. The Chrysler 200, which is basically kind of a rebadged version of the Chrysler Sebring, probably most famous for its commercial starring Eminem in the campaign Made in Detroit, which was very, very well done. I haven't been in this vehicle yet, but from the folks that I've talked to, not a whole lot going on there.
Well, it's certainly familiar, but it's much improved over the Sebring. So, you know, it's a glass half full situation. In a short amount of time, Chrysler has made a very significant improvement to the car, but it's still mediocre. The suspension is much improved. Certainly, again, the Pentastar really shines, but the carryover four-cylinder doesn't, and that's a real weakness in a market that now is really four-cylinder focused. We tested a 200 and an Avenger. The 200 had the V6 engine, and even with that, it only scored 52 out of 100 points. The Avenger, in large part because of the four-cylinder engine, only scored a 43. So both of these vehicles not only don't stack up well against, frankly, better competitors, but neither of them makes the minimal threshold to be recommended by Consumer Reports.
Wow. Let's talk about some Jeep products, the Compass, the Journey, and the Patriot. I've had some experience with the Compass. This vehicle now certainly looks, when you, from the distance anyways, a scaled-down version of the Jeep Grand Cherokee. However, the performance of the vehicle, although improved in certain areas, it still isn't, in my opinion, what it should be. I'm a little disappointed in my experience with the Compass. How about you and the folks at Consumer Reports? How did the Compass, Journey, and Patriot fare?
Well, we're absolutely on the same page in this, Bob. You know, even though they've improved or change the styling, I guess, improve the bit subjective. You know, it is no Grand Cherokee Junior. You know, it's really a much lesser vehicle. Both the Compass and the Patriot share a lot of underpinnings. They share the powertrain, and essentially they share a lot of the same weaknesses. So while these have made incremental improvements, which is still laudable given what the corporation has been through, neither is truly competitive. As with most vehicle classes, there are some excellent choices out there. You know, the Honda CR-V, the Toyota RAV4, Subaru Forester, the new Hyundai Tucson, all really good choices, and these fall well short. And once again, both of these fall well below the threshold for earning a Consumer Reports recommendation.
Does Jeep, honestly, I mean, Jeep, of course, many people would say is kind of the crown jewel at the moment of the Chrysler group, but I don't know if they need this many models, and I know that they're planning on doing a truck in the not-too-distant future, but do they really need the Compass, the Journey, and the Patriot?
Well, it does seem that they're overlapping a lot in this one niche, but what I think they do need is a successful sport cute, a small, lighter-duty vehicle that can get really good gas mileage, that can extend the brand's reach into more households. And many people may want a Grand Cherokee, but it's out of their financial reach. They may love a Wrangler, but it's simply a little too rough and tumble for their everyday needs. If they had a smoother vehicle that embodied just enough of those brand cues, I think it could be a tremendous success. And what they tried with these generation vehicles is kind of a two-pronged approach. You know, one's supposed to remind you of the old Cherokee that some people remember fondly, but really was terrible at the time. You know, oh, that was
couldn't
awful.
Agree with you more.
I've spent far too much time in one of those. And the other one, the Compass, taking a more car-like approach, but not really being a very good car, nor a very good SUV. So, you know, lots of learnings have done here. What you'll see in the not-too-distant future is Jeep will try again through cooperation with Fiat, and hopefully next time they'll hit it much closer to the mark.
Excellent. Speaking of Fiat, I know in the not-too-distant future you guys are going to unveil your findings on the all-new Fiat 500. You're also currently testing and taking a look at the Chrysler 300C. I haven't driven that one yet either, but certainly up the ante luxury-wise, the interior is very well done. And the styling cues, I was speaking to an owner of a first generation, well, it's still the same generation, but the previous model, the 2004-2005 model, and, you know, he went and looked at the new one at the dealership, and he liked the interior, but he didn't think there was enough styling differences. And, you know, ironically, they've changed the rake of the windshield and done a number of things. We'll touch on those items, the Chrysler and the Dodge Challenger and the 500 when we come back, and then lots more with Jeff Bartlett.
But I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying. But I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road.
December 7, 1941, Japan attacks Pearl Harbor. America enters World War II. Our troops in the Philippines will get no help as Washington concentrates on Hitler's Europe. April 9, 1942, surrender in the Philippines. The infamous Bataan Death March. Years as POWs. A story of starvation and murder, bravery and hope. Forsaken Heroes of the Pacific War. One Man's True Story by Don Morrow and Kevin Moore. Book profits to the Wounded Warriors Project.
Book price, $27.95. Audiobook available at same price. Make check or money order payable to the Bedford Group, 17 King Street, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811. That's $27.95. Check or money order payable to the Bedford Group, 17 King Street, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at MainMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MainMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us here on Auto World. We're having lots of fun talking with Jeff Bartlett from Consumer Reports, where he's a senior auto editor, talking about some of the Chrysler products. Consumer Reports recently did tests of 8 Chrysler vehicles, and they're getting better. However, their levels of improvement vary considerably, and we've been talking about a whole wide variety and looking ahead to some future Consumer Reports updates on the Chrysler 300C, which is the 8-cylinder vehicle, the kind of flagship of the Chrysler luxury brand. And I was just curious to get your personal thoughts. As I was mentioning, I know a guy that owns a 2005 300C and really likes it and was looking forward to seeing this new one, but he doesn't think they went far enough with the styling. What do you think, Jeff?
Well, that's a tough challenge for Chrysler. The 300 became so iconic, kind of an affordable Bentley-looking car with an E-Class platform. You know, had a very distinct appearance, something that made it immediately recognizable, made it a star in a variety of music videos and films. They couldn't change it too much and still maintain that direct connection. To me, it looks very much like a 300, but evolutionary. It looks faster, mm-hmm. It looks meaner, it feels lower. Just the alteration of the dimensions, and like you mentioned before the break, the steeper rake to the windshield. to me, it looks like very much what I would have expected, but I can see it might be a hard sell for someone who has a 300 that's only a couple years old. You know, is it enough to get them to upgrade? Well, maybe not. But if you missed the first wave of the 300, maybe this next one will appeal to you.
Yeah, no, that's true. And certainly a great interior job. Ralph Shields and his team did a wonderful job with that. And there is some cool technology on that vehicle. One of my favorite muscle cars, the Dodge Challenger. Which one have you got? Have you got an SRT8 in your hands there?
No, I believe we've got a V6. We just got it in. We had some challenges, pun not intended. It had a little bit of body work that needed to be done the day it was delivered. So that made for an interesting start.
Wow.
I haven't driven this particular one yet, but I think it's a six-cylinder.
Oh, that's too bad. I was hoping it was going to be an SRT8. But
No. We wouldn't do that. Because really our focus is on what is the most popular iterations of the vehicle.
Yep.
And, you know, I apologize. I don't know exactly what trim is on that one. We get a lot of cars.
Well, once in a while, you do some niche cars from time to time. I know you had a Z06 Corvette a little while back, but, you know, certainly doing the mainstream cars is a smart thing to do, but got to keep me posted when you get a really hot ride down there.
I will do that. We'd love to have you down. The test track is a lot of fun, and it's all perfectly legal because it's all private property.
And then you're going to be taking a look at the new 500. Interesting to see how that's going to fare in the marketplace. Smaller than the Mini. You know, people that I know that have gone on the press drives of that say that, you know, even on the press drives, people are stopping asking questions. It's kind of a fashion, you know, statement vehicle. Certainly not as good of a performer as the Mini, but pricing wise, you know, if you don't load it up with options, it's a pretty good buy.
Well, we bought one last month, so it's just going through its break-in miles. We'll get ready to do some serious testing. Feedback's been a little mixed, depending on who's been taking it home. Some people have enjoyed the small, you know, kind of sporty nature of having a wee little car. Others might have wished for a little bit more punch to the engine and so forth. So it's a little hard to predict how it's going to shake out. The car definitely has a lot of personality, and I think ultimately it's seeking an owner with that kind of personality. It's not going to be a car for everybody.
Definitely true. Let's talk about some other cool things that you guys have been diving into at Consumer Reports. Fuel economy continues to be on everybody's mind. You know, the price of gas, I know it's come down some, but it's still up there pretty high in many areas of the country. And interesting, last week on the broadcast, we had a good friend of yours and mine, Stephen Cole Smith from the Orlando Sentinel and Car and Driver and Auto Blog and Auto Week and all those magazines. He was saying that he thinks that $4 is the tipping point. When gas gets over $4 a gallon, that's when people start thinking about, oh, I got to get something more fuel efficient. I got to look at a hybrid. But as long as it's under $3, people are okay with it. But I don't know about you, Jeff, but you know, paying $3, knocking on $4, especially, you know, if you're driving a vehicle with a big tank, I mean, it's a big investment to fill up your vehicle these days.
Yeah, I think people are really feeling the pain at the pump. You know, obviously the economy is still in a bad place, and this constant reminder of how expensive life is getting every time you fuel up, it's really getting to people. But we've found out some interesting things in recent surveys that we've done the last few weeks. One is, I really expected to be more of a push to downsize the vehicle. Back in 2008, when gas prices, you know, were through the roof before, people rushed to get out of their SUVs and get into smaller vehicles. But what we're finding now is people have been holding on to their cars. The average age of a car back in 2008 was 5 years old. Now it's 8 years old, which means essentially, those people didn't trade in their SUVs, they've held on to their cars, which says a couple of things. One is people really holding out for something that's really going to make a huge difference, and also that there's a pent-up demand for new cars that we're probably going to see moving some metal in the next couple of years, especially if the economy improves.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what happens here. Americans, of course, traditionally love their big vehicles. I was reading an article on that factoid. I think it was from AOL Auto, saying that, you know, with you contrasting Americans with Europeans, I mean, Americans are larger and in many cases overweight, and a lot of them are not going to be able to fit into some of these A-class vehicles and B-segment vehicles. And, you know, as soon as the price of gas gets a little bit more affordable, they immediately head back to the SUVs and the trucks. What do you think, Jeff? I mean, certainly Ford has got some good offerings out there right now with the Fiesta and the Focus. You know, the one thing that I admire about Ford is, you know, they took a lesson from Mini that, you know, as long as you can still get all the goodies, you can get the leather seats and you can get the good stereo and the navigation and the sunroof and the sink and all that stuff in the small car, you're going to attract some maybe not so small car buyers, because many years ago, of course, if you bought a small car, you couldn't get any of the goodies.
Well, I think there's definitely some strength in that. But, you know, plus bringing over the European-developed cars means some of their small offerings actually are fun to drive, more
yep.
fun than the competition. So, you know, the lesson from Ford is a small fuel-efficient car needn't be a penalty box that you're embarrassed to be seen in and really resent driving, which is a very important lesson. Because, you know, as I just said, people are holding on to their cars longer. So if you're going to take the plunge and buy a new car, you really want to make sure it's something you're going to be happy with in the long run, not just to satisfy your current need. But what we're seeing in our surveys is while some people are moving towards smaller cars, most people are looking more in the midsize, whether it's a midsize SUV or we're seeing real growth in small SUVs. At the same time, this is a little puzzling, people are moving away from midsize sedans too. So I think the idea of fewer vehicles in the household fleet that are more versatile is really going to be driving some of the future trends.
That's really interesting. When we come back on the other side, speaking of trends, we'll talk about summer buyer trends. Are people out there buying convertibles? And let's find out from Jeff Bartlett from Consumer Reports. And don't forget, you can give us a call, 800-259-9231. You're listening to Auto World all across North America. Don't go away.
This is singer-songwriter Steve Dickinson, lead vocalist for the Reed and Dickinson Band. You're listening to Tonight We Ride, a new CD featuring Alto Reed, legendary sax man and member of Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, and myself, Steve Dickinson, on lead vocals. Tonight We Ride is available on iTunes, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble.
Attention homeowners. Are you struggling with your mortgage? Is your home worth less than you owe? Are you heading towards foreclosure? Mortgage Mentors USA is ready to help. Call 888-344-3951 for a free consultation with a specialist who works directly with lenders to fit your needs. We may be able to cut your mortgage payment in half and help to reduce your interest payment to as low as 1%. Call Mortgage Mentors USA at 888-344-3951. That's 888-344-3951.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Nightforce, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Mono World.
Welcome back, everybody. I actually talked with Billy F. Gibbons 2 weeks ago, and he was in studio in Houston in between what is going to be a very long summer for his band, ZZ Top. They head to, where do they go? Italy, Spain, and back to the United States. And hopefully we're going to grab them for an event in Michigan to be determined. But they're working on a new album, so that should be cool. Jeff Bartlett was at an event, the 50th anniversary of the Corvette, back in 2004. I have to stop and think, where are the years going, Jeff? It's scary. The 50th anniversary in Nashville, where ZZ Top played.
That's right. Right up front, watching them on stage. They're fantastic. I had never seen them play before, and it was a great venue, and they're really quite impressive.
They really are. Yeah, Billy is a real musicologist, too, and I'll tell you something that he does when he travels overseas is that he goes around and looks for rare guitars, and he has an amazing collection of guitars that he's got from all over the world, more than 500 guitars. So
wow.
Yeah, just, and he's building a new car, too. All inside scoop stories here. You know, he's so into hot rods. He's got he has a T-Bird that he did last year, named after a ZZ Top song called Mexican Blackbird. But the latest one is, I wonder if they're going to use this to kind of jumpstart their career a little bit, but he's building another version of the Eliminator, which was the one that was used in all the ZZ Top videos, and, you know, was big during the 1980s. This one is going to be fenderless, though, and so the SoCal Speed Shop is doing that for them, so we'll have to watch out for that. That would make a good summer ride, but what are some of the summer buying trends that you're seeing at Consumer Reports? What are people looking at?
Well, we certainly don't track hot rods, but that does sound like a good one. You'd mentioned convertibles before the break, and certainly summer evokes images of top-down motoring, but what we're seeing in our recent surveys is really no shift in the interest in convertibles. Convertibles are often very much a luxury purchase. They carry certain inherent compromises and very much a fair weather car. People right now, I don't think are looking to such indulgences as much. So we are seeing the buying trends are focused on vehicles that are very fuel efficient in their category. People are looking at the smaller and mid-sized vehicles as they plan ahead. And one interesting finding is that consumers say they're willing to pay extra to get fuel economy. And that's very much something that recent marketing has been tied into. We're seeing television ads for small cars that have special editions that provide 1 or 2 extra miles per gallon. That's really playing at just what consumers say they'd be willing to do. And that's not necessarily something I'd recommend that they do.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And certainly another event which has happened in recent times, and that is the Japanese earthquake and the tsunami, has kind of thrown a monkey wrench into folks who are used to buying Japanese vehicles. Many of them have been in short supply, and some of them have been selling at a premium.
That's right. This has been a very unusual market the past few months. You're seeing supply and demand thrown all over the map. Some cars might be available, but certain parts for them are hard to come by, driving up the cost. We even saw Ford impact because red and black paint were hard to come by for a
period. Isn't that amazing?
I mean, it's a global industry. All it takes is one widget out of, in a car, there's more than 3,000 parts to cause a problem. And one of the many downsides to this is we're also seeing used car prices go up. Used car prices are much more expensive now than they've been for years. I think it's set a record in the last 16 years, perhaps. So just when people are looking to get the most for their money, it's becoming more difficult. So the advice that I've been giving for shoppers to try and see their way through this complicated period is if you don't need to buy right now, let things settle down in 2, 3, 4 months. Supply and demand will balance out and we'll return to something that is much more familiar and good deals will exist.
Now, good advice, definitely, Jeff. And, it's an interesting time. I mean, there are just some wonderful vehicles out there. I've said it many, many times before. It's kind of the golden age of performance vehicles when you look at what's out there. There's some great technology out there. And, when you stop and think about all the luxury and convenience options that are offered today, I mean, again, going back to Ford, who was it? It was Lexus that introduced the cars that can parallel park, kind of in a lot of ways kind of a ridiculous feature, but nevertheless, some people must like it because it's now available on a number of different vehicles, but you can now get that on the Focus, which, years ago they never would do that.
It is amazing the level of equipment that's available on the cars. The Focus does seem an odd choice for that, but perhaps some of these features are going to speak very well to the growing audience of baby boomers. There are a lot of older customers now that are going to be influencing different features and vehicle designs in the future. And this may be one of those features that manufacturers are trying to get ahead of the curve, get some market experience with.
That's a really good point. And, it's interesting that you bring up about convertibles. I mean, there was a time when when the economy was better and people were buying a lot of convertibles. But last week I had the pleasure of having a BMW 3 Series retractable hardtop convertible, and it was the high-end one. It was the 335 with the SI, with the more powerful engine, but very, very pricey vehicle. And now that I have a now 9-month-old daughter, couldn't fit the stroller in the trunk with either the roof up or down, and we did take it out for a ride, those compromises. And if it's going to be your only car with this economy, unless you're doing really well, you really can't afford those luxuries.
That's right. People really have to have a vehicle that can do it all. And not just today. You need to plan ahead. A year ago, that BMW might have been great fun for you. But now things have changed, and she's going to get bigger, and she's going to love to kick the back of seats, and she'll have friends and sports gear, and then pretty soon dates and so forth. So you'll need to have a vehicle that can see her all the way through.
Very good. Advice from a father. So how old are your own kids now?
I've got one boy who's eight now and a real car enthusiast. In fact, his idea of ideal summer driving is hitting the go-karts. That's something we're looking at more to doing for the July 4th weekend.
I can't believe your son is eight. Wow, that's going to be fun. So hitting the go-karts, that definitely will be a real, I imagine, fun experience for both your son as well as for dad.
Absolutely. It's very humbling. And I have to remind him he does have a certain weight advantage on me. But he's been weaned on motorsports and cuts a pretty aggressive line. So he's a tough competitor already.
Oh, that's great. So, Jeff, what can we look forward to in the future from Consumer Reports? Can you hint at next month's issue or remind us what's between the pages of this month's issue?
Well, we're already a little ahead of the curve talking about the Chrysler models. The August issue has the road test of all eight that we've discussed, and those road tests went online early. We also take a look at fuel economy and how to improve your fuel economy and explain the latest window stickers. Certainly, coming down the road, we've got a lot of cars up the test track that we're testing right now, including the Challenger and the Fiat, but we've also just bought some Hondas. So there's a little something for everyone coming in the future issues.
That's great. And it sounds like you're having a really good time there working at Consumer Reports. And it always blows me away that you guys actually buy the vehicles.
Well, yeah, that is something that a lot of people don't realize. But that is one of our many strengths. By buying the cars, we have the showroom experience that consumers have, the good and the bad. You know, so when we give buying advice, it's based on actually buying the cars. And we have a wide range of experiences, which we're able to share in our blog and elsewhere.
Excellent. Jeff, always a pleasure to have you here on the show. Look forward to getting you back with us real soon.
I look forward to it. It's great talking to you, Bob.
All right. Happy 4th of July to you and your family. That's going to do it for this hour and this edition of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for being here.
Burning the night away, two lips touching together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.